I have no recollection of the fight itself, just beforehand. I remember everything else that happened before. But I got knocked out very badly and landed bad, which caused a brain a bleed on my brain, which then in turn caused a lot of pressure. So in order to relieve that pressure, I had to undergo a surgery, which basically had to have a quarter of my skull cut away to help relieve that pressure. So right now I've still got a quarter of the skull away from my head, so that's hence why I've got the protective cap on, or jockey cap. Yeah. So I've, many people have said to me in the past. I've got one more operation to undergo to put a titanium plate in my head. So at the moment I'm just recovering.
So you remember getting in the ring and then waking up?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
That's why. So beforehand, remembering the warm up, taking my daughter around, introducing her, trying to make her feel comfortable, because it was the first time that she came to see me fight. So,
how old is she?
She's three years old.
Wow, wow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long were you out for? What's the time span between?
I was in the coma for around about 10 to 12 days. And in that time, I was very close to death. There was lots of ups and downs. That was happening to me basically while I was in the coma.
But with the best in the world, you had the easy job, didn't you? You got your family around you, who must have been going through absolute hell.
Yeah, I've put them through it. A lot of friends, family, they were stressed. They were very distressed, and didn't know if I was coming or going, basically. So it's very hard. I would not wish this on any enemy. At all. I don't wish it on anyone.
So what's been the recovery process like? How long before you knew that you were going to be okay, to a degree? I mean, you're going to be fine, aren't you?
Well, basically, I've got quite a few issues that I'm dealing with at the moment. I suffer from cognitive tiredness, so that's how they say. So it takes me quite a bit of time to process certain information, then relay it back. So normally I speak a lot faster and it's a lot clearer. But sometimes it does take me a little bit of time to process certain information. I get tired very easily. My strength is, I'm not up to, I don't have the strength that I used to have in the past. So everything's a little bit of a challenge. Is just coming on the radio station talking yourself is a challenge, but I'm always up for a challenge, you know what I mean? So it just keeps me grounded.
That's the interesting thing, isn't it, is how you deal with it mentally, because the easy thing now is for you is depression and getting annoyed and falling out with your family.
That's what I'm trying to steer away from.
Yeah.
So doing things like this is giving me that challenge to stay on track and just keep myself motivated.
I mean, you're a young, fit lad. You used to be in 10 bells, you know, big lad, a boxer. The worrying thing now is that your mind starts to get upset with everybody.
Yeah.
And you can't afford that, can you?
No, I can't. I stop myself when I do tend to drift off and go in that direction. I'm aware of it. I have to acknowledge it. And I think the danger is not acknowledging it. If you don't acknowledge it, then it's a dangerous, sticky situation that you could be in. It could force you down the line into them deep depressions and dark stages.
I see lads who used to stand on stage in front of 5,000 people all laughing and cheering at them.
Yeah.
When the work dries up, they just go
a bit pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard.
So what are you going to do to stop that happening now? What's kind of work prospects or future life prospects?
I've been offered quite a lot of opportunities, actually, when I'm when I'm good and ready to get back into working. Because I've always worked alongside my boxing, which if I didn't have that, I probably would be in a bad way at the moment. So I'll still maintain working in the fitness industry, which I've been for so many years. But there's some new opportunities that have come about, which I'm just trying to make some more trying to make plans for the future. So I've not jumped in and made them decisions as yet. So I'm just writing down all my options, putting them on paper, and then when I'm good and ready, I'll say what I'm going to head towards.
What's your opinion now about boxing?
It's still a great sport. It's very disciplined when done correctly, and it's very rewarding. So anyone that's considering doing it, I'd highly recommend it to people out there.
You were dreadfully unlucky, weren't you? I mean, it doesn't happen a lot.
I know. I prepared for myself diligently for this fight, because I knew it was a very, very hard fight at this stage of my career. But I'm always, like I said, I'm always up for the challenge, and I want to fight good people, good opposition, because that in turn then can create a lot of a lot of further opportunities there when you find good people.
Have you spoken to your opponent yet?
I've not spoken to him as yet. He sent me a couple of messages, which I've responded to him. I'd say congratulations to him on the win. There was a bit of tension beforehand based on the first fight because it was very intense. But I've not watched the fight back yet. I've only seen the last round. Or the fight, I've heard a lot. I want a lot of feedback.
I want to watch that.
Well, I would like to know. I'd like to watch it.
I wonder how he feels. I mean, I know you weren't getting on, but I'm sure he didn't want this.
No, I don't think any boxer would want this.
No,
there's a lot of people will, you know, tear people down before a fight, but that's just trying to get like an advantage over an opponent. But yeah, a lot of things were said before, but I don't think he would want this.
No, I'm sure
I wouldn't want it myself.